You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. We're at Surface's first day of the show, and we're in the Mannington Mills Phoenix space, and I'm with Al Ballone, the Senior Vice President of Product and Marketing, Residential, and with Terry Marchetta, the Residential VP of Design. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Just proud to be here this year, for sure.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about Mannington Mills and the carpet business. You are mostly a hard surface company, and then at the beginning of COVID, you made the decision to buy the Phoenix Far company out of North Carolina, and it put you in this business, and it's been a great business for you, right?
It has been a tremendous business. It's kind of changed the way we look at the residential market, our independent retail customers. It's been great. Yeah, the timing's everything, right? Right before COVID, but we've had a good run since, for sure.
So tell us about this brand. I mean, you know, one of the things is you still go long with nylon, and you're kind of positioning where you want to be with soft surface. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, after the acquisition, a lot changed, right? COVID happened, Invista happened, and we have spent the last probably 12 to 18 months really kind of going through a renaissance of who's Phoenix is going to be in the market. So after going through a lot of market study about where we sit in the scheme of brands, we see a huge opportunity for Phoenix, especially in the solution dyed nylon business. There's a performance story, and then with the work that Terry and our design team is doing, there's a design story there as well for us to really kind of separate and differentiate from our competitors.
Well, you just said a key word there, differentiate, because a lion's share of what you see here is polyester now, and so it's good to have that offering, right?
Yeah, and by the way, we're still very much invested in polyester. We know that there's a certain customer out there for that, but we also think there's a niche that hasn't been filled with some performance and design stories. So we're focused on both. But this year, especially in the early part of the year, coming out in February, believe it or not, we actually have samples shipping out right now. So we're hitting the ground running with great new designs and great performance stories throughout the first quarter.
And there's something to be said for rolling out samples early, right?
Oh my gosh, it's everything. We really kind of changed the way we thought about our introductions this year. We spaced out some of the stuff we were working on holistically. For example, hardwood and laminate, we're focusing, and even resilient sheet, we're going to focus in the second half of the year. But Adura on the hard surface side, and then Phoenix Nylon, that's our first focus. And we kind of put all of our energy and resources right there so that we could be early and on time. And that means everything to our retailers. People that are here making purchases, those rolls and pallets are going to be shipping by the time they get home, which is a different theme for us this year, for sure.
All right, Terry, give us the details from a product perspective, what you're doing here with carpet.
Yeah, well, as Alan mentioned, our focus has really been on our solution dyed nylon category this season, where our aim was basically to elevate the look by focusing in on color and proportionate patterns. So as you look around, you're going to see that most of our textural blends are now influenced by nature, right? So they're lighter, they're brighter. You're going to see a lot more greens and blues and browns from us this season, creating these looks that kind of give you this sense of calmness and directly connect you to the outdoors. There's two good examples of this that we're showcasing today in our products called Karma and Signature. Karma, we describe this as more of a sophisticated, modern type texture. It has a frisé feel to it, so the blends are a little bit more unpredictable. The tightness of the yarn kind of shifts the fibers, kind of makes it have a little bit more movement, so the overall visual is more lively and the colors are more pronounced. Where Signature is more refined, it's created by two ends per needle, so in essence the carpet's more dense, holding the yarns in place, so the colors are in fact more tonal in their variation. We're showcasing this product in 20 beautiful nature inspired colors that span the looks of sand or the forest or the beautiful water. It's a very complete and complex line that's beautiful. Now, in addition to just focusing on the color, we really wanted to focus on pattern. We wanted to create patterns that were more proportionate to the residential consumer, ones that were more balanced. And we kind of wanted to hide the repeating elements to make it look more elegant. We have two patterns we're also showcasing, Seaside and Relling. Seaside, I can describe that as a little bit more coastal. It has more of an organic vibe where it's reminiscent of flowing water. It's a solid color palette where it uses cut and loop to create texture and dimension and a lot of movement. And we've gotten a lot of real good response to that product today. In addition, we worked on this powder right here called Relic. We're seeing more traditional looks in carpet come back into play. And this is a beautiful ornamental inspired look that we've kind of broken up a bit, so it's kind of nondescript, so it can transition a lot of these modern and traditional consumers, especially with the color palette. In essence, we've checked all the boxes this season. We've added color that we haven't had for a long time, and we've scaled down our pattern so it's more usable in the home.
Two ends per needle. That's language you had to learn, right?
Well, I do have a background in textile design. Yeah, I hadn't used that for like 27 years. But yeah, I'm learning a lot, you know, by focusing more on the carpet side of the category. But I have a lot of really great help. I got a wonderful team that really supports my vision and helps me get our products over the goal line. They're wonderful.
I say that because you've been here 25 years. Manitou was known as a hard surface company.
Yep.
You studied under Joe Amata.
Yeah.
And now you've got carpet under you as well.
Yeah.
And
renaissance.
And Al, I should mention, you're new in this role. You were over sales.
I was.
And now you've got product and marketing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of come full circle. I started my career at Manitou on the laminate product management side. And after 23 years, I'm in this role and get an opportunity to kind of work with great people like Terry and the rest of our product development team. So really happy to be here and honored to have the opportunity to grow this business for us.
It's great to spend time with you guys. Again, been talking to Terry Marchetta and Al Ballone here in the Phoenix area of Manitou Mills, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.